Welcome to Who Knew. We are fans of the current series of Doctor Who, and here we discuss our likes, dislikes, and insights into the modern regeneration of the show. Visit our website, whonewpodcast.com. Email us at whonewpodcast@gmail.com. Find us on Twitter and on Facebook at Who Knew Podcast. Subscribe, review, and listen to us on iTunes and Stitcher or our YouTube channel, youtube.com/whonewpodcast. I'll start, and then if you have questions about it.
Hey, Eugene, didn't you go to Comic-Con?
Why, yes, Joshua, I did. It was quite the journey and very fun. I was also lucky enough to go into the Doctor Who panel that they had in Hall H on Sunday. And for those of us who know about San Diego Comic-Con, Hall H is where they hold all the big panels. And boy, was that auditorium filled.
It's Hall H for hell.
Surprisingly, there was no wait. I was able to walk right in. Maybe it
wait,
helped.
Was there really? No wait, or did you just walk right in?
I might have just walked right in. I think it might have helped that I was dressed as the Doctor.
Oh, they thought you were him. Oh, this whole presentation is for this guy. I'm through. He's late.
No, but it was cool. It was Peter Capaldi's last Comic-Con panel as the Doctor,
and he will always be a Doctor.
Yes.
Yeah. The Doctor.
Like president?
The Doctor?
A Doctor.
And it was moderated by Chris Hardwick, who normally moderates the Hall H Doctor Who panels at Comic-Con.
He moderates everything.
Just give him a pin.
No, I was not able to approach him.
You just throw it.
Throw it up there in the audience.
Who knew?
And I would have been tackled right away. Also on the panel was Stephen Moffat, Pearl Mackey.
Yay!
Michelle Gomez.
Yay.
Matt Lucas.
Yay.
And Mark Gatiss.
Yay. Mm.
Because they were also promoting the Christmas special.
Yay.
You mean you have to do the honorary
Mycroft on Sherlock?
Yeah.
Oh. I actually knew this time.
We've learned.
Yeah. We've remembered.
But they opened with a 2017 Christmas special trailer, which Mark Gatiss is in. That's why he was on the panel. And Bill, the companion, Pearl Mackey, will also return with Peter Capaldi and the First Doctor. He played the First Doctor in...
Bradley.
He's actually the third First Doctor,
oh,
right?
Mr. Filch.
Yes.
Mr. Filch, yeah.
Walder Frey.
David Bradley.
David Bradley is who plays William Hartnell, the First Doctor. But I was not expecting to get emotional watching this panel in front of all
what?
Of these.
Because I've been so emotional.
I've been through several, Doctor regenerations, and for some reason, I think it's because this last season of Capaldi was just really good, and I had really embraced Bill as a companion and even Nardole, and I was sad to see them go, but that's the nature of the show, and we'll keep moving on.
Well, I'm glad it was an emotional experience for you, because I think those are good.
Yeah.
Good to have.
It's good for you to have emotions, Eugene.
Yes.
It does not compute.
Speaking of emotions, what was your costume? Did you dress up?
I did, as mentioned before.
But which Doctor?
Elaborate.
I dressed up as the 11th Doctor, which we have not covered yet in our podcast. But
which version of the 11th Doctor?
The one with the purple coat, because that's my favorite version.
The good coat.
Is there anywhere people could see that?
You can direct them to our website, whonewpodcast.com.
Which you just directed them to.
Yes.
Is there anywhere else people could find like photos or like instant moments that they could see?
Yeah, we have an Instagram page.
That's true.
If you're a listener and you want to see Insta photos
of Eugene.
Of Eugene as the 11th Doctor in the purple coat. Yeah. And also we take pictures of whenever we get together to record these podcasts. And most of the pictures of Eugene's figurines, of yes. the toys of all the Doctors.
Brian
and
has
the
some in there too.
And some of Brian's toys.
And that's what, is that just
today's episodes are all my toys.
The at Who Knew podcast?
Yes.
What, our Instagram?
Yes.
Correct. I was also live tweeting while I was in the panel, and we got a lot of traffic that way. I mean, I was not expecting that, so that's great for all of you who liked our post. Thank you.
We have a Twitter?
Mm-hmm.
Is that also Who Knew Podcast?
Yes.
At Who Knew Podcast.
At Who Knew Podcast.
It's very simple.
That's
just
cool.
Type in at Who Knew Podcast. Something will pop up in your feed.
Yeah.
All one word.
Yeah, just don't add a K.
Correct.
Right. Well, I think if they've been listening to the show enough.
You know, I watched the feed of the panel afterwards. Uh-huh. Capaldi seemed emotional. He seemed like he was trying
to hold it in.
To hold it in.
There was a, okay, so they started off the panel by introducing everybody, and then they showed the trailer for the Christmas 2017 special, and then they kind of talked through, and then they showed a video tribute of Capaldi's tenure as the Doctor. And that's, I think, what really got me, you know, feeling.
And he got a standing ovation.
Yes, he got a standing ovation, and that one was one of our posts that got a lot of traffic. I was right there. I was out of my seat clapping. And then after that, the rest of the panel sat down, and he gave an impromptu speech about everybody on the panel, and I thought that was very, very nice.
It was so good.
That is now also on YouTube, so you can see that moment.
Do you think Capaldi is ready to move on, or is he...
I believe so.
I think he is.
Yeah, because, you know, 3 years, that's kind of the standard for a Doctor's run. And then even Pearl Mackie, she was only on for one season, but Martha and Donna were also on for one season.
Yeah, but Martha was technically on for one Martha season, but she kept...
Don't argue with me.
Semantics.
Well, they do make a nice impact for that one season.
Yes.
Same as Pearl.
And she's going out on a high note, so I like that.
When the reveal of her in the trailer happened, you can hear the crowd going crazy.
Yeah, that was a great moment to share.
So I haven't really seen any of Bill's companionship with the Doctor. Does it feel to you like she won't continue after Capaldi leaves? That'll be it?
At the panel, she said never say never. I mean, that's not her exact words, but she said that something to that effect.
But she will not be a regular next season.
Okay.
Yeah.
Was there any other like cool Doctor Who cosplay or anything else that you saw at the convention?
Yes, there was a couple of other cosplayers that were there, and I got to take pictures with some of them, and those are also posted on our website.
You with the 11th Doctor in the tweed jacket?
Yes.
That's a great photo.
He didn't have a fizz, though.
No, he did not.
But they are cool.
Yes, they are cool.
So are bow ties.
Bow ties are.
Oh, and back to my costume. It's very specific to the version from the 50th anniversary special with the darker vest, not the normal gray vest that everybody else wears.
Where did you get all your... How did you put together your outfit, Eugene?
Number one, I shaved my beard. And then I got the coat from eBay. I had black pants already, and I found some boots that I would personally wear and that matched the brown boots, sort of, that Matt Smith would wear. And I got my vest. It's got the four pockets, and I got that one from Burlington Coat Factory. Mm. And I already had a blue shirt and a polka dot bow tie. And then I got the fob watch chain from eBay as well. Oh, and my hair was done by Elizabeth Bell.
Oh, someone actually did your hair like that.
It's Elizabeth Bell at Salon Babette in Pasadena. So if you ever have any styling needs, you should check her out.
Could she do any Time Lord's haircut?
I think if you bring a photo, she'll make it happen. It.
Very good.
I also like that one where your coat is caught in the wind.
Yes. I will definitely say that my coat, I was not sweating. I was very afraid that I would be drenched in sweat because I'm wearing a coat in July summer weather in San Diego. But the material that I was wearing was very breathable and flowing. So I was actually very comfortable in my clothes.
You had also mentioned that you felt like there might be more communities out there of Doctor Who cosplayers.
Yes, I was not aware of this, but there was like a Doctor Who fashion runway special party thing that I saw photos afterwards. So I think there's a big presence in San Diego that we still haven't tapped into, other than the...
In San Diego, or were they just going to San Diego that week?
I think it was San Diego, because the San Diego WhoCon is the one that posted about that fashion show, runway show thing.
There's a San Diego WhoCon?
Yeah, the one I went to last year.
I thought that was Seattle.
Different Comic-Con.
Eugene's not allowed in Seattle.
I can't keep up with all those cons.
Timey-wimey.
I've tried to focus more on Eugene's pros.
But we would, I mean, I think we would be appreciative if any of our listeners were connected to any of those communities and wanted to send us photos or
Let us know.
Events that are happening around Southern California.
Yeah, we're LA-based, but Southern California is also our territory.
It was in Hall H, but was it full? I mean, you say you just walked in, but I mean, did it seem like there was a... I just remember when we went years ago when David Tennant was leaving.
Yes.
And the line was... crazy. I mean, do you think it's still the same level of fandom?
Definitely the first two sections were filled because I was able to sneak my way through being a single attendee at that day. I was able to finagle my way through to closer to the second section and not the first, like the front row people. But I was still trying to get into somewhere in the first section. There was a section off to the right near the restrooms that was free, and I don't know if those were reserved for... handicapped people or people with children, but it was not a place that I wanted to view the panel from. But there definitely was a section of chairs that was empty. But I did not look back because I was too far up.
Right.
To
see the end.
To see if they had filled those seats up, but they were still letting people through.
Comic-Con chewed me up and spit me out a long time ago. Left me for dead. So I don't go anymore.
San Diego International Comic-Con 2017 was a lot of fun. I did all 4 days, and I hope to do that again next year with a new doctor.
Mm. Wait, there's a new doctor?
Are you going to dress like the new doctor?
Oh, I thought you were just going to dress like a new doctor.
That's what I thought he was saying.
Like, yeah, cosplay as another doctor.
And there are a lot of women dressed up as the doctor.
Yeah.
Different doctors.
Our friend Daisy went as the 11th doctor. So with the departure of Peter Capaldi as the 12th doctor, we have Jodie Whittaker as the 13th doctor.
Yay!
Yay! Finally.
Well, anyone listening to this probably already knows where her history, but what will we most know her from?
Well, the new showrunner for Doctor Who with Stephen Moffat's departure is Chris Chibnall, who worked on Broadchurch, and Jodie Whittaker was also on Broadchurch as the mom of the murdered child that they're solving the case for, which featured David Tennant as one of the detectives.
And what was her like first big movie, at least that the States knew about?
Well, we might know her from Attack the Block, which also stars a young John Boyega.
Ooh, it's very good.
It's very fun.
And did they make an American version of Broadchurch?
It was not well
received. Was Tennant also in that one, though? Okay, yeah, I thought so. I was telling someone that, and they were looking at me like I was crazy, and I'm like, maybe I am crazy.
Was he playing an American?
But yeah. I think I watched both, because, you know.
Back to Doctor Who. Hoping for the ladies to pick up the slack to tell us their thoughts a little bit about the new doctor.
I have no thoughts other than, like, that's awesome. And
I don't know if I mentioned it on the podcast, but I think it was one of the first time when we got together. I was like, well, if the doctor can regenerate and it's not necessarily bound to any gender, then why hasn't he regenerated as a woman? And I think Frank was like, no way. It's not going to happen.
We didn't know.
I don't think it was that strong, but I still had an issue with it. And, you know, trying to find out why, because it isn't sexist. I don't mind having female Time Lords. I don't mind a woman in power holding the show. When Jodie was announced, I thought, great, got really excited that she's going to be the doctor. But there's just something that I'm taking it for more of a philosophical way. And what does gender mean? And I think it would have been an easier transition if it was done before the modern series.
I think
in the 70s, it would have been an easier thing where there was no romance involved. It wasn't really talking about sex and gender. You know, the doctor didn't have relationship with companions.
Or anyone.
And so it would have been more of just who that person was and not bringing in the gender at all. But now having, you know, trans people, you know, being banned from the military that the president wants to do and all that they go through in just a social stigma and in all of the pain of the surgeries to change what they are outside to match their inside. In the society now, it seems like, sure, it could be a woman, no big difference. And to me, that seems, no, there is a difference. If you identify as a female, you don't want to be in a male body. You're changing that so that you can be honest with who you are inside. I was talking to other people, and one person brought up a really good point saying that the doctor's doing the same thing as reincarnation that we do. The big difference is the doctor has the memory of it, and right. we don't carry that memory over. So you start off your life as that soul or as that essence or as that mind. But as you grow up, you have the nature versus nurture, and having both of those aspects affect who you become. And so there is some difference between male and female. Carrying those memories forward is different than just starting off as the soul and then becoming that. So the doctor has had his whole life male, every regeneration up to this point. And so he's bringing all that knowledge to it. So that's the issue I have going, is this going to be a man in a woman's body?
Mm. No.
Because he's bringing his relationship with Rose.
Because every doctor, even despite gender, every doctor is their own personality once they regenerate. They retain the past memories, but they are this new person.
Right.
So if it's a whatever that new person's going to be, is going to be wholly that person.
And
I feel this new doctor will be a better listener, though.
And that's like, are they going to do some things that may be more stereotypical female as opposed to stereotypical male? It's like they changed the master to Missy.
Well, they're going to do, they're obviously going to address it. It's, I feel it's going to be interesting and fun.
And I think it's just the whole idea that, yes, men and women are different, like biologically different, but within all men and women, there are variables of masculinity and femininity.
Yeah.
So between my sisters and I, we were all raised the same, but I was a destructor. I would tear apart my toys. I would figure out how they worked. I put them back together. I would play outside. I wanted to learn how to use tools. I'm like, and I'm as feminine as they come now, but it's still, I had that part of my personality that they say, oh, she's just like a little boy. But it's just, what is it? What is it that makes you more masculine? What makes you more feminine? It's just, we all have a little bit of both. And I think it's like, I like where they placed her because the previous doctor already started to cut those ties of relationships with
heartthrob.
The heartthrob, the relationship, like, oh, you're in love with me, companion, follow me. So it's not going to be, she's just going to be another one of the assholes that is pulling along a companion. I'm sorry, that's how I feel, especially after certain episodes that I watched.
No, he's not an asshole, he's just Scottish.
So it's just, you know, not pulling through that relationship. Like, are they gonna make her the one that is like stringing along the next companion? Who knows? Maybe, maybe not. It's just, now it's just fun. We get to see some of, be more accepting of masculine characteristics in a woman, because as viewers, we know she was a man before. And not necessarily because it's a horrible thing, but because women and men have lots of similarities.
Part not to say that men can't write for women, but is this going to be a man's perspective of a woman doctor, or, right, or is it going to be equal?
It would be nice to see that it's equal and there's,
yeah,
women there saying their own experience.
And is she going to be attracted to men?
That's true.
Is that going to change biologically?
Well,
so because the doctor has never been.
Just because she's a woman doesn't mean she's going to be attracted to,
right,
men.
Right. So I want to know how they're going to handle this. That's kind of intriguing and kind of interesting. How are they going to do this? There was
my only hope is, and trepidation is, I hope this doesn't come with an agenda. I hope it just doesn't feel very agenda heavy, mm-hmm, and like turn the show into a pulpit.
Right. Because even if they do have an agenda, this is going to spur lots of conversations. And that's why I'm excited that it's happening now, when there are already conversations happening about gender and sexuality. For me as a woman, I'm excited to see the doctor in a female body.
There was a poll done, and then more than half, around like 60%, were neutral, saying did they care one way or the other. And that was, they just want a good character, yes, and they want good writing and good, mm-hmm, stories. And that's where I think, yeah, we all fall in, definitely, mm-hmm, have that part of it. And then there was the next biggest group was positive towards being a woman. And then there was that sliver of who were against it.
I'm afraid it's not going to be, the doctor can be a woman. I'm afraid it's going to be, see, the doctor can be a woman.
Yes.
Like every, yeah, episode.
You know, they have the, have we all seen the video? The 1 minute,
yeah,
announcement.
No, trailer. I haven't seen anything because I'm not caught up.
So, oh, sorry, Josh. Spoiler, it's a woman.
I'm not caught up either.
Well, I mean, it's just a 1 minute thing. It doesn't refer to any storyline or anything like that. It's just showing her.
I've seen pictures.
And she's walking through a forest. And initially,
is there a wolf after her?
No. And she smashes into a tree.
A bad wolf?
You're watching this 1 minute video, and the way they film it, she's wearing Capaldi's costume, but it fits,
mm-hmm,
but it's like she's walking through the forest. So at first you just see a black figure and you go, okay, and then you see the figure from behind, you go, oh, it's a man. And then you cut and you see like the front of the legs and you're like, oh, it's a woman. But then you see a close-up of a closed hand and I went, oh, it's a man. And the hand opens up and the TARDIS key materializes and I'm like, is it a man or is it a woman? What are you doing? And then they cut and you just get a close-up of her eye, and I was alone when I saw it the first time, but I was just like, they did it! And then what got me was, you see her full-on face, and she takes the hood off, and you see that it's Jodie Whittaker, but she's blonde. And she has a smile on her face. And in that one little moment, it was so much going on for me, but it was, that's Jodie Whittaker, that's Broadchurch, she's a great actress, but look at the smile on her face! In that instant, I just went, she looks like she's like, I'm going to have fun exploring the universe. And I was so excited for that. This was just my reaction. Okay. Your mileage may vary.
To add on that, when I saw it at the end, all that going through, and then that's the Doctor. That's still the same
story going on. The look on her face as she walked up to the TARDIS made it seem like this was a person who just couldn't wait to get in the TARDIS and see stuff.
Right.
Maybe we're reading that into it. I mean, there's no dialogue.
I mean, it was this a simple was literally look. Just, so it was something
it was,
that
it was a simple on. Look on an actress who can convey emotions with a simple look. That's how I saw it. And I was so excited because it was like, she's going to be able to do this. She's got a good, you know, good start.
In the structure of the Doctor, it fits. Like, it just fits, you know. When other Doctors have regenerated, they're like, ooh, do I like that? Like, they don't know. They don't know yet, so.
Or they're at least disappointed. Oh, I wanted to be Ginger.
Yeah.
You know.
Oh, my ears are huge.
Right. Well, next time, hopefully the ears are better.
Yeah.
And they weren't. So it for me, it's very exciting, you know. I see, Frank, when we've talked about it, your philosophical thought behind what this means. But I'm still looking at it as, but we could get some really good episodes.
Agreed.
Out of this. This is going to be a lot of fun.
I don't know how they do it, but I'd love for them to bring Alex Kensington, the River Song,
River
back.
River Song back.
Because it just seemed that would be such a fun episode I want to watch.
Well, how great would it be if River Song is like the Doctor that, like, this woman is the Doctor that River Song married?
All right. Yeah. River would be really happy.
Yeah. Brian, I really like your retelling of, I thought...
The trailer.
Mm-hmm. You made me excited for
it. Yeah, your retelling gave me goosebumps and chills all over again. I agree with Josh. I hope they don't make it an issue. I hope they just do what they've always done, which is give us good stories.
Yeah, just tell the story.
Act it out by phenomenal actors.
I hope they address it in some stories if they go back in time. But I'd love to see how she overcomes
that.
I'm sure
they're going to do that.
You know, the writers, they have a big challenge ahead of them. How to walk that line. How to do that balance of, like, not shoving the issue down our throats, but also not ignoring it completely. Right.
Which, to me, makes even more of a statement that it's a non-issue.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. To me, I kind of think about it when Capaldi was introduced. And we kept getting little bits and pieces of information. And it was like, no, the Doctor's going to be Scottish. And I was worried because I didn't want them to take the Scottish thing and overdo it and bonk us over the head with it in the manner of he's going to be grumpy. He's going to be, you know, that Scottish stereotypes that Moffat loves to play off of. Where, you know, they're argumentative. They always want to get into fights. Andrew's going to love me saying all this.
They're frugal.
Yeah, they're frugal. And to be honest with you, I think Moffat lost the balance of that. And then they went the other way and tried to make him crazy. And he's got his rock guitar. And it was like they couldn't get a good balance. Which is why I'm actually kind of glad that the last Doctor was not a female Doctor. Mm. Because I don't think under a Moffat show... a female Doctor would have been presented in the most compelling way. I'm not a fan of a lot of the ways Stephen Moffat presents women. He can't just have a woman. There always has to be some mystery. It's not that it doesn't make for an intriguing story. It can. But I don't think he would have handled a female Doctor well. I really don't. This is going to be a clean break, a new showrunner, a new actress. This is going to be good.
Yeah, I mean, we've been through several regenerations, and the fandom has always been... There's been divisions in the fandom every time the Doctor regenerates, and to me, it's like, that's the show. It gets revived, it gets shot in the arm, it gets something new, new blood, new life brought into it. Now we have a new showrunner, we have a new Doctor. I mean, as long as we've said they're good stories, I'll be right there with them.
And it's not just the modern show. I mean, they say that, you know, back in the day, the same thing happened when it was like, you can't replace my Doctor. Who does this guy think he is? Oh, he's pretty good. Oh, wow, that's a really great episode. Oh, he is my Doctor. What do you mean this new guy's going to be the Doctor? You know, there's just kind of this pattern. The circle of doctors. The other thing, too, is that whenever there's a new Doctor, the previous Doctor's popularity goes up. So it's like...
That's right. Interesting.
Capaldi came in and Matt Smith got even a little bit more popular. So now it's like, you know, when this happens with Jodie Whittaker, the natural thing is people start looking at Capaldi stuff in a better light. And I hope people don't take that to mean they don't like it being a woman. That's just the change.
Mm-hmm. It's like the presidency.
Yeah. The grass is always greener.
The grass is always greener. Yeah.
You don't appreciate something unless, you know,
until it's gone.
You
don't.
Yeah.
I mean, we haven't gotten there yet, and this, you know, this is a bonus episode which completely breaks the timeline, but I really wasn't that big a fan of Matt Smith. I was a David Tennant guy, and it took me a long, very long time before I could even go, okay, I can at least watch this. And by the end, it was like, okay, this is, I'm good with it now. And then we got Capaldi, and I loved Peter Capaldi. And this is great. This is going to be awesome. This is going to be fantastic. And in his first opening episodes, which I still did like better than some other people at this table, but even still, I started to like Matt Smith more. Oh, wait, I was comfortable. Mm-hmm. And now I'm not comfortable anymore. And I have to wait until I'm comfortable again. Mm-hmm. So I think it's that comfort level that you have with the existing doctor once they've been around for a while.
And you have to grieve the doctor too.
Yeah.
Because it's a character you've fallen for. Mm-hmm. So you kind of have to grieve and go through loss and move forward.
Mm-hmm.
So you just never think that you have to do that with TV. Right. So, but it's like you get connected to characters.
Yeah. And I'm just concerned that Jodie Whittaker is going to go through her first season. That feeling is going to be happening in fandom, mm-hmm. as it always does. But it's going to be perceived as fans don't like a woman.
Course.
Yeah, this is, it's gonna run the gamut.
Yeah, when
Moffat said at the panel that you were at.
Yeah, what? Which part?
When he said there is no.
So Moffat did bring up the. I think he called it the big elephant in the room or whatever. That there has been some backlash about a female doctor being casted, and he said the fandom has been 100% supportive. But I don't know if that's exactly true. But that's good to know that he's not getting any of that negative criticism, I guess, about casting a female doctor. And I think for the most part, people are welcoming of a female doctor. That's the nature of the show.
How can you not?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I saw more people talking about the people that weren't excited rather mm-hmm. than seeing any actual posts from people that weren't excited. Yeah. Maybe that's just my social circle, but mm-hmm. I didn't see the backlash. I just saw everybody complaining about the backlash. I'm like, what backlash? I don't see any backlash. Right.
I'm sorry, you're right. I never saw a backlash. I saw a reaction to a backlash. Right. Yeah. In my brain, I took that as a backlash. Okay, thank you. I needed that.
There were some bad Twitter comments, things that said that. Yeah. But there are, and I don't know if they're doing it just to try and piss people off. You know,
they're trying to get a reaction. Yeah, they're
rather
just
than any
to
kind of real feeling to it.
It's the same people who are reacting to Star Trek Discovery daring to have a black woman be a lead. It's like, yeah, that's fine.
Do we have any date for this? They didn't have put that out yet, right?
They just sometime next year. That's all we know. Yeah. And, you know, I know a lot of people in this generation in the U.S. that Matt Smith is their first doctor. And then when Peter Capaldi got casted, they were taking arms and how dare they change it to somebody so old. Yeah.
And that he was so old. Yeah. I mean, that was the big thing.
And then I was thinking.
Like, those are the same people who won't watch a black and white movie.
No. Oh, maybe.
Probably.
But possibly. A lot of them were just that they have never experienced any of the classic Who.
Yeah.
And we're like, no, this is fine.
Yeah. So I was
really any television.
And I kept thinking to myself, this is the nature of the Doctor Who show. That actor will regenerate get recasted because the Doctor regenerates. And if you don't understand that fundamental thing about the show, then you're not really a fan of the show.
I agree with that. I agree with Eugene. But that is Eugene at who knew.
Bring it. So there are our thoughts.
There we go.
Email us at whoknewpodcast@gmail.com. See you next time when the future becomes the present.
You've just listened to an episode of Who Knew?
Our wonderful theme music is by Michael Grady.
Find him on Facebook
at The Universe Explodes.
All our episodes are engineered by our very own Auburn.
Find me at auburnbinkley.com.
You can find this show in several places.
Follow us on Twitter at Who Knew Podcasts.
Subscribe, review, and listen to us on iTunes and Stitcher.
Or our YouTube channel, youtube.com/WhoKnewPodcast.
All our episodes are on WhoKnewPodcast.com.
You can leave comments there or email us at
WhoKnewPodcast@gmail.com.
This podcast is inspired by Doctor Who,
the longest-running sci-fi show in history,
and especially the revival spearheaded by Russell T. Davis.
Thanks to Russell,
Sidney Newman,
Verity Lambert,
Ron Grainer,
and all those involved in the adventures of our favorite Time Lord.
Your work continues to inspire and entertain.